Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It's Wednesday, November 24th, 2010, and you can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Today, I'm here to talk to you about being a leader in your own communication. And I was reminded recently, I had a mentor that I went to a lot because I wanted to become a good communicator. And I describe what she helped me with as becoming responsible for my own communications. And so I've got this this story here that I'm reminded of that really helped me make a leap forward around that. I had a painful discussion with a colleague one time where we both told each other off, which I love that phrase. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, I realized during the conversation we were never going to meet each other's expectations of each other perfectly. And really, it's not possible among flawed human beings, if you think about it. We could interact, though, in a way that could make our collaboration more powerful and effortless, I thought, despite our differences, despite our flaws. And so what we did commit to was being open, timely, and direct. And so you're probably wondering what I mean by that. So open means surface your assumptions and test your assumptions. Be curious. Confess seemingly absurd concerns. Don't worry about being polished. You know, be humble and surrender. And for example, so what you might say is, when you ask me questions like that, I feel like you don't trust my judgment. I don't want to assume that's true. So can you tell me more about where you're coming from? So, timely, the second point. Don't sit on whatever you're stewing about. Don't let it build up. I find that if I allow myself to become preoccupied with the quote-unquote story I'm building, if I'm endlessly examining motives or losing sleep or, you know, constantly talking to people about this, it's time to check my assumptions. I know I really need to speak up when I begin finding more and more evidence every day of the assumptions that I've put together. And then as I gather evidence through the lens of my story, I'm just building a wall to this relationship and building a wall to it being effective. And it's going to be more and more difficult to tear down over time. And so I know that's a flag. That's a signal to me that it's time to spill. So the third point, direct, speaking directly to the person that you have the grievance with. If I find myself talking about the situation to anyone except the supposed villain, with no intention on raising the issue up to that person, then I'm just reinforcing that wall. Now, it's not that you don't need to, you know, talk to people and get coaching from trusted advisors, etc., but if you don't plan to do anything about it, and you're just doing it to reinforce your story, that's probably not helpful. And so the benefits of all this, of being open, timely, and direct. The energy I found I was expending on feeding my lamentations has now been freed up when I'm open, timely, and direct. I'm able to enjoy my work more, and it's unleashing my creativity. My relationships have improved, and I feel lighter and free from a burden. My colleagues, I find, are more responsible and grateful for the openness and reciprocate. And when I establish these ground rules, even with those people who typically play games, I find that sometimes they let go because they just know that I'm not going to take the bait. And a lot of times they stop the objectionable behavior because they tire of my persistence in being open, I guess. I've also been warned that being this open might burn me, and I understand. And you have to ask yourself, what's the risk? You know, say an individual did use my openness against me. Well, how much power do they really have over me? How much power am I going to allow them to have over me? And so let's take this one step further. So it's risky to speak up, being open, timely, and direct. What's the risk of not speaking up? For me, I know I need to speak up or I erode my own self-respect and my own integrity and reputation with myself are at risk. So my question to you around being open, timely, and direct, what's the risk for you? Again, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.